This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks.
Hello, Los Angeles.
Vice presidential hopeful Tim Walz is flying solo this hour in SoCal, meeting with union workers in Los Angeles.
And as a dues-paying member of my teachers union for years, let me just say thank you again for having a fellow union member here. Vice President and I are just so grateful for the support you've given us.
The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees endorsed the Democrats. It has more than a million members. In Minnesota, another member of the squad is facing a Democratic primary today. CBS's Nicole Killian reports Congresswoman Ilhan Omar is defending her seat against former Minneapolis City Council member Don Samuels.
This is a rematch. He squared off against Ilhan Omar back in 2022, but fell shy of about 2,500 votes. That being said, he feels like he has another shot to try again to potentially unseat her, although for the most part she has largely outspent him.
Omar's the third member of the squad to face a challenge this summer for her seat. Cori Bush lost in Missouri, as did Jamal Bowman in New York. The Defense Department is moving more military firepower now to the Middle East as Iran threatens to attack Israel. Pentagon spokesperson Major General Pat Ryder.
Hopefully you don't find ourselves in a situation of having to employ those capabilities, but if we need to in the defense of Israel, we will.
The show of force comes as President Biden and us other Western leaders push for ceasefire talks to resume between Israel and Hamas. Tropical storm Ernesto is expected to hit the Virgin Islands in a few hours. CBS Miami meteorologist Casey Sherman's got the latest.
It is expected to bring tropical storm force conditions to Puerto Rico, the British and U.S. Virgin Islands, along with the surrounding islands as we head into later today, tonight, and tomorrow. That's where we currently have those tropical storm warnings in effect.
Doctors want pharmacies to start using temperature control packaging to keep important medications from melting in this hot heat.
Health professionals say medication, including liquids, inhalers, birth control pills, and digestive enzyme supplements, could be affected by high heat and humidity. Some capsules might melt or tablets may be discolored. But medical experts warn if you notice changes in your health you think could be caused by a weakened medication, call your doctor right away. Allison Keys, CBS News.
And police in London tell CBS News there are no threats right now to keep Swifties from enjoying Taylor Swift's concerts this week in London starting Thursday. Wembley Stadium opening its gates early to make sure everyone's safely inside. And authorities are urging people without tickets to stay home. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine County Board and the community last night discussed a proposed 0.5% sales tax that could generate $20 million annually. Public discussions on the matter will continue in upcoming meetings. Voting is taking place today in Racine, Kenosha, and across the state for the partisan primary election. Polling places are open until 8. Voters are reminded to bring their IDs, and you can check your registration status and your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. About 22,000 absentee ballots were requested in Racine and Kenosha counties for today's primary. Of the 22,000, about 17,000 were returned as of yesterday. In-person absentee voting saw over 3,000 participants in Racine and around 2,000 in Kenosha County. The former head of mental health services for Racine County has reached a plea deal related to drug smuggling into the county jail. Brittany Perez had entered a not guilty plea. And the state fair set a new attendance record. Over 1.1 million people went to the fair this year, with the numbers attributed to favorable weather conditions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the series between L.A. and Milwaukee tonight at AmFam Field. The Crew losing Game 1 last night 5-2. The Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani with a home run that traveled 424 feet. And Mookie Betts, back in his first game since breaking his left hand, had a two-run homer with three RBI. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, two of the best players in the game hit a home run. I thought Freddie Peralta was fantastic, but the four runs came on two infield hits and two home runs. And again, granted, another great player got the hit, but we had our opportunity, you know, to do that.
College football, the Badgers competition at quarterback continues. Tyler Van Dyke versus Braden Locke. Head coach Luke Fickell says it's a good problem to have.
As everybody wants to ask about the quarterback position and who's number one and who's number two, where I feel as good as anything is we've got two really good, really capable quarterbacks.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 60s. And increasing clouds for tomorrow, chance of showers and storms in the late afternoon and evening. High low 80s. More rain around Wednesday night, Thursday. Highs in the upper 70s. Drying out for later Friday into the weekend. Right now it's 76.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN with the Supremes, and you keep me hanging on. Kind of a big day in Supremes history. It was on this date in 1964, the Supremes recorded another one of their big hits, Baby Love. It was the first song to go number one in the UK. It was the second one to go number one in the US. It was also the second of five Supremes songs in a row to go to number one in the United States.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. My home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on
the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting
Radio Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
You are.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. Now, Stuart, you get up pretty early in the morning because you do some morning news, right?
Early in the morning. That's right.
What time do you get up?
Yeah, 4:15, 4:30, somewhere in there.
Okay. And do you set an alarm?
I do. Yeah, I can't sleep through that.
All right, so
I'm usually up anyway, though. My body, it's been long enough for my body clock just says, hey, bud, time to get up.
Yep.
And then beep, beep, beep.
Same with me. But here's the most important question. Snooze alarm, yes or no? Snooze
button. No. I learned long ago not to do the snooze. Don't fall into that.
That extra 10 minutes or what is it, 9 minutes, well, whatever it is.
Ultimately, it's you're playing tricks on your mind and getting your mind to do what you needed to do. But you could just fall into a trap and you forget about how often you hit the snooze. Did I hit it twice? Did I hit it three times? I just build that in.
Yes. Men's Health magazine asked one of its medical experts if we humans benefit from hitting the snooze button to get that extra 10 minutes of sleep in the morning. The answer? No.
I'd say no.
No benefit. No. Just get up.
Yeah, because you're not getting any good sleep in that 10 minutes. You may go back to sleep, but you're not getting good sleep.
Here's the key, though. I think you hit the nail on the head. You said your body just gets up anyway. It's so used to it. That's the way you should get up in the morning.
Yeah, take some training. I did a lot of work in the gym. Ran up a few mountains. I did a few squats, preparing my body.
I always set an alarm, but it rarely goes off. Maybe 5% of the time my alarm goes off.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
All right, that's Stuart J. Waddles. He'll keep us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Hubert. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't.
couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
And Timeless Ants on WRJN. Well, Dewey Spooner Oldham and Dan Penn were members of the Box Tops, and they had a big hit with The Letter. They needed a follow-up hit, and they tried writing a song. They tried coming up with ideas. They were up all night. They weren't getting anywhere. The next morning, they decided to call it quits, so they went to a little cafe across the street, and Dewey puts his head down on the table, and he says, "Dan, I could just cry like a baby." And that's what they came up with. It's the Box Tops and Cry Like a Baby on WRJN.
Yeah.
stopped into a church. I passed along the way. Well, I got down on my knees, and I pretend to pray. You know the preacher liked the call. He knows I'm gonna stay.
News and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, if you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search for WRJN News and you'll get your stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is partisan primary election day, the first election day since new boundaries for Wisconsin Senate and Assembly districts went into effect. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf.
Who's on their ballot, what districts they're qualified to vote in, depends on their address. And so when the redistricting happened, voters who are now in a new district, their registration was moved by their clerk into that appropriate district.
Polls are open till 8 tonight. That's when election night coverage begins on many civic media radio stations and online. The last of four hotel security guards linked to the death of Devante Mitchell in Milwaukee has made his initial court appearance. Herbert Williamson and three others restrained Mitchell on June 30th. Mitchell died of asphyxiation. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's information out about people that have already voted. About 22,000 people in Racine and Kenosha counties combined requested absentee ballots for today's partisan primary. Of those 22,000, about 17,000 have been returned as of yesterday. In Racine, more than 3,000 people voted in-person absentee, with that number about 2,000 in Kenosha County. Polls are open until 8. You can check your ballot and find your polling place at myvote.wi.gov. Felony charges have been filed for that attack outside the Racine Library last week. Duncan Bell is accused of using a machete-like knife to cut another man's neck during an argument, leading to felony charges of first-degree recklessly endangering safety and aggravated battery. The victim needed to get stitched up at the hospital. Bell is being held on a $10,000 cash bond with a court appearance scheduled for tomorrow. A plea deal has been reached for the former head of mental health services for Racine County. Brittany Perez was accused of smuggling drugs into the county jail and at this point had entered a not guilty plea. She appeared in court this week. Razors, drugs, and cell phones were allegedly found by authorities during a search at the Racine County Jail in November. Investigators allege there was also a romantic relationship between Perez and an inmate. And the 2024 Wisconsin State Fair set a new attendance record. This year saw 1.1 million visitors, the highest since the pandemic. This year's numbers exceeded the previous record from 2019. CEO Sherry Black highlighted that this is the third straight year with over a million attendees, supported by a week of mostly pleasant weather. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 60s. And increasing clouds for tomorrow, chance of showers and storms in the late afternoon and evening. High low 80s. More rain around Wednesday night, Thursday. Highs in the upper 70s. Drying out for later Friday into the weekend. Right now it's 76.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Don't forget, today is primary election day in the state of Wisconsin, and we encourage you to be a voter. Go to our company's website, civicmedia.us/vote. There you can get information on absentee ballots, how and where to vote, races in your district, and statewide races, too. So do your civic duty and be a voter.
Stop and thank you, baby. I want to stop and thank you, baby. Hey, now, how sweet it is to be loved by you. Oh, baby, how sweet it is to be loved by you. Yes, it is. And wonder what would I be without you in my life. Everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my days with a love so sweet and sore.
words, I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. You know, crime experts say most cars are stolen in broad daylight right out of your driveway.
I once had a car I wish somebody would have stolen. I think about the only thing that was working on it were the floor mats.
Rescue me. Or take me in your arms. Rescue me. I want your tender charm, cause I'm lonely and I'm blue. I need you and your love too. Come on and rescue me. Come on, baby, and rescue me. Come on, baby, and rescue me. Cause I need you by my side. Can't you see that I'm
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJM. There's a star waiting in the sky. Whenever we want to talk anything space-related, we talk with Teddy Volman. Hey, Teddy.
Hello, everyone.
So, new news regarding Mars, is that right?
Yes, there is. One of the things that we've talked about before is when we're searching for life elsewhere in the universe, our first step is always looking for water.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that Mars used to have a lot of water. We can see old riverbeds, old places where there used to be oceans, all that sort of stuff. And so one of our big questions has been, where'd all the water go?
Mm-hmm.
And we know that a lot of it is frozen at the poles of Mars, for example, but that doesn't account for all of it. And new data has come out showing us that there is a lot of water deep, deep underground on Mars.
Still.
About 7 to 12 miles down.
Wow. How do we know that?
It's pretty similar to how we search for oil or natural gas deposits here on Earth. We use seismic readings. So searching for small, small changes in the movement of the crust of the planet. So basically tiny, 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 tiny earthquakes. And that tells us that there's something liquid moving down there. And so this was from something called the InSight lander that was designed for this sort of thing. And so based on the amounts of movement that we saw, we are pretty sure that there is a whole bunch of that missing water deep, deep, deep down beneath the surface of Mars.
So we just need to get to Mars and bring a shovel, is what you're saying.
Well, you're going to be digging for a long, long time because, you know, 7 miles down, that's not a hole I want to dig.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's exciting. We just figured this out.
Yeah. The InSight rover has been defunct for quite some time, but you know, it gave us a lot of data, and scientists are poring over the data trying to figure out what it all means.
All right. That's Teddy Volman, our star man. Exciting stuff, Teddy.
Very exciting.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. It's Kurt Volman on WRJN.
As the world around us becomes more and more virtual, sometimes it's nice to take a step back and add a personal touch to celebrate your loved ones. Personal Touch by Julie is a family-owned and operated florist in the Mount Pleasant area for over 47 years with unmatched customer service and talented floral design, making them the area's number one choice for any occasion. Call today at 262-886-9444 and bring your ideas to life. Or better yet, go see the artistic elegance yourself at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time.
Honor Black history in baseball at Brewers Negro Leagues tribute game on August 18th, presented by Aurora Healthcare. Celebrate with a community night ticket, and you'll get a Milwaukee Bears hat. Get yours at brewers.com/community nights.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hi, I'm Cindy Huber, WRJN's Midday Jock and giant Elvis fan. Listen all this week to win music from the King of Cool and Rock and Roll. We here at WRJN have scoured the very finest vintage record stores to bring you Elvis in CD and vinyl for you all this week when you hear Elvis from one of his iconic movies. WRJN.
Timeless Hints are back on WRJN. Coming up, CBS News at 5 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.